kings of disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master.
I lie down before you and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.
We're calling our teaching Bold as a Lion. Bold as a Lion. And I'm basing this today from Proverbs 28 and verse 1. Proverbs 28 and verse 1. And we're calling it today Bold as a Lion. And Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." So we see the difference here. It speaks of the wicked who flee when being pursued, but the righteous, they remain and are resolute, faithful. And the reason being is because they are bold as a lion. They stand their ground. In other words, that's what it's meaning there. Now, it's interesting when you look at this, because you would think that the key word in this proverb is to do with the lion. But in actual fact, it's not. The key word is righteous. Note what he says, "But the righteous are bold as a lion." Now, what does it mean to be righteous? What is it saying here? Well, it's a lawful, righteous act of Almighty God. That is what it means here. It is God taking the initiative, moving on our behalf, and it is his actions for us, and in the case of what he's done for us, to make us right, that is to be righteous before him. Now, this of course includes sin that has been appeased, or in other words, cancelled through the cross of Christ. So to be righteous means that he has cancelled that sin that separated us from God. It also means here, this word righteous, but to be righteous, but the righteous are bold as a lion. It means that your conduct and character is worked upon and changed also. You're also made right lawfully, because the law condemned us. That is what the law will do. You try and follow God. You try and be good. You try and pray. You try and read the word. You try to go to church. You are under the law. You are trying. And there is the difference. You have to be made right, a new creation, before ever it is accepted by God. So you're made right lawfully. You are also vindicated by God. In other words, when the enemy tries to condemn you, you are vindicated by God, because he has made you right. He imparts his standard to us. In other words, perfection. Be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. He imparts these things to us. He also imparts his love, his peace, faith to believe. He imparts his word. He imparts healing and deliverance to us, and also boldness and authority. These are just some of the great works that Christ has achieved for us on the cross of Calvary. I could go on and on with this, but I have just brought out some of the main areas for us to consider on with regard to what we're talking about here in Proverbs 28 and verse 1. So, although it uses the term a lion, to be bold as a lion, but really the key word is first and foremost to be righteous, to have that right standing. And in the case of what we're talking about here, we're going to talk about boldness and authority. And so, like often, the Bible uses analogies for us to understand, and it's using here the lion. Well, the lion is an interesting creature because it will potentially attack anything, unlike any other animal. Now, it is a predator. Not all animals, of course, are predators. They will defend. They will defend their young, but they don't kill to eat, to survive. Where, of course, a lion does. And it's always been referred to as the king of the animals or the beasts. They are what they are because they have strong legs. And not only do they have strong legs, but they have strong jawbones. And with those jawbones, they have very long fangs so that they can kill. And not only that, but their roar can also create fear and terrify people. And you probably would appreciate that if you were somebody who lived out in safari or the jungle or whatever it was, and you would hear those great roars at night, that would certainly keep you awake. So we just get a quick glimpse of this creature. And the lion is bold because it knows it's capable of taking its prey. It's learnt to hunt, and it knows what it goes for, and it knows it will get it, because he knows his ability, he knows what he's capable of doing. And of course, they work in a pack as well, not just singly. But having said all of that, what does Job tell us about being bold as a lion? Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Job, chapter 38, 39. Job 38 and 39. And here it says, can you hunt the prey for the lion or satisfy the appetite of the young lions? When they crouch in their dens or lurk in their lairs to lie in wait? And so it goes on. So can you hunt the prey for a lion? Well, of course you can't. They're capable of doing it themselves. They don't need help. So in other words, what it's telling us there, the boldness of a lion doesn't turn to anything else. It is capable of doing what it wants to do. In this case, of course, getting its own food. Now, are you beginning to understand what we are in Christ and what he has provided? So why is it we still run to the arm of the flesh for help? We run to man every time the lion roars. And yet we're told that we are to be as bold as a lion. And a lion doesn't look to anyone else for its provision because it is capable of getting its food. So there's one thing for us to consider. How long then will we be held by the grip of a lion. A lion is able to grip you in its mouth. I said earlier, the jaws are strong, has very long fangs. So what does Psalm 35 and verse 17 tell us? Psalm 35 and verse 17, Lord, how long will you look on, rescue me from their destruction, my precious life from lions? So in other words, how long will I be held by the grip of the lion? And sadly, that is the tragedy of so many professing believers, Christians. They're held by the grip of a lion, when it should be the other way round, that we are, through the new birth, to be as bold as a lion. We should never be held spiritually in the lion's jaw. When and if we are, then that is telling us that something is wrong. Something is wrong with my faith, my walk, my consecration. And the question is, what do we do about these warnings when we find ourselves in them? That is always the question. So how long will I be held in the lion's grip? What does Psalm 91 and verse 13 tells us? And we all know this psalm very well. But have we ever considered what it said here in verse 13 of Psalm 91, verse 13? You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. So there we are. That is the authority that has been given to us in Christ. If you have been made right in his presence, he says quite clearly, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, referring, of course, to the snake there, which is one of the most venomous snakes. And he says that you have authority over them. Now, of course, this again is using terms, illustrations that we understand. We understand these creatures that we're talking about. Now we need to take this over into the spiritual to really begin to understand this authority that we have to be as bold as a lion. And in order for that to be done, it's quite obvious, but fear has to be dealt with. You see, God puts us in situations to get us delivered. But first, you've got to recognize it. Some of our trials and situations that we go through are actually to deliver us from fear, so that we might begin to learn and experience to be as bold as a lion. But you have to recognize it. If you don't recognize it, how can you confess it? How can you bring it out into the open before the Lord? And so sometimes he has to allow us to go through certain trials and testings in which to expose this fear. And to get this healing, this deliverance, you have to start with a different type of fear first. In Psalm 111 verse 10, Psalm 111 and verse 10, which says clearly here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. So in the light of what we're talking about, experiencing boldness as a lion, and we've already raised the fact that fear has to be dealt with. Fear can only be dealt with, like everything else in our life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding have all those who do his commandments. So he speaks about wisdom, he speaks about understanding, and he speaks about commandments or obedience. And that is your deliverance put in motion from fear. We need to have wisdom, understanding of God, his ways, his words. And then when we get that wisdom, that understanding, it has to be applied, sometimes practically, by doing his commandments or obedience. In other words, acting upon your faith. And there is nothing like acting upon one's faith to get delivered from fear. To act upon your faith is a sign that you are as bold as a lion. It's interesting that Proverbs 29:25 says that the fear of man brings a snare. Now, you all know that one. And it's interesting that this snare means it's a bait. It's like a fish that has a hook in its mouth. Or to net an animal. In other words, you're caught unawares. And so the fear of man, if you have fear of man, will be like a snare. It's like a bait. It catches you unaware. You're not ready. You are not prepared for what happened. And you see, this is seen in us as where we're not looking to God. We're not trusting him. We're not listening to God's wisdom. We're not seeking God as we should be. For example, prayer is so vital with this every day before we go out into the world that we are prayed up. In other words, we've sought God, we have been before him. All of this helps us to be as bold as a lion. You see, we're worried and concerned so often what people think of us instead of trusting God's wisdom. And that's why at times we cower back because we're concerned about the outcome or what they think or what will happen if I stand firm or I speak out upon this. And this will always lead to weakness. And this is one of the big problems that hits the house of God, is this weakness. Did you know Pilate, Pontius Pilate, through fear had Christ crucified? And this is what it does, because he was more concerned about keeping peace amongst the people and everything. And so he washed his hands of it, handing over an innocent man to be crucified. That's what fear does. And when we fear, we are doing something similar the same. We're washing our hands of our responsibility instead of being bold as a lion. The times that we have kept silence because of consequences. And we certainly do it, don't we, in our families, because we're afraid of the outcome. Husbands are not head of their homes because they're afraid of the consequences. They cower back, and it's because of fear. There's not that boldness as a lion. A lion protects its pride. He will fight any other lion that tries to take it over. Why does he do this? Because he knows he has that boldness, that strength in which to do it. His boldness makes him protective. That's why the Apostle Paul, when he addressed about marriage, he said, husbands, love your wives. And that is exactly where he's taking it from. The being bold as a lion. And we've all kept silent when we shouldn't have. And we go away and you feel wretched. You feel, Lord, I didn't speak up. I didn't defend. I was not a defender of the faith as I should have been. I know I've been through it as well. But God has a way in which it comes round again and that you can have that second chance or whatever it is. You see, God has placed that boldness in you and I. And you will know it when you act upon it. But it has to come by asking. It has to come by wanting this. It has to come by having the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom, where it's imparted to us. That is the whole point. So the Lord is faithful. He doesn't give up on us. And if we've found that we've been held in the lion's jaw, well, repent. Bow the knee in humility and you will find that the lion will release his hold so that you can get your life right with God. But brothers and sisters, as I bring this to a conclusion, there is a boldness that God wants to bring upon FGA that sadly we lack at times. And I consider myself in this as much as I'm preaching it to you, because this is what the Lord has been showing me. The time is coming that we have to have this boldness to proclaim this good news, this message, to live by faith and not be ashamed. Not be ashamed when they ask you, well, did you go to the doctor? Did you get medical advice? Or did you take the pills or whatever? No. To be confident, to be bold, to be boasting in the fact, no, the stripes of Jesus Christ has healed, delivered me. And not only that, but for our provisions. They're going to see, brothers and sisters, more and more that we don't depend upon the arm of the flesh. The same as the lion doesn't depend on anybody else getting its prey. It knows how to get it. And God has given us provision. He's given us his word, his promises, how we get them. And they become ours in Jesus' name. This is absolutely vital for us because the world is going to see more and more we don't walk like the world. We don't act like the world. We don't think like them. God is providing. He is giving us our food. He is giving us our finances. He is giving us all that we need to survive until we are caught away. Otherwise, our gospel is not the true gospel of the Word of God, the Bible that we hold. It becomes inferior. It becomes weakened and no longer bold as a lion. Father, we thank you for speaking to us directly today. Lord, we have need of this boldness as a lion. Father, we make ourselves available to work this within us. Change these hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. Purify and purge the sons of Levi, for we are your royal priesthood. And Lord, make us as bold as a lion, because we have been made righteous in your sight. Lord, forgive us when we compromise, when we keep quiet, or we run away. Father, I'm reminded of the disciples, Peter, when he forsook the Lord. He didn't have that boldness as a lion at that time, but I'm reminded of what you did with him and the disciples, how you changed their lives and worked upon them, and they became bold as a lion. Father, may we continue to be filled with your Spirit. For this we ask now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Disaster, let him in constancy fall.